tone. We have this week four Christmassy bits from each member of Podcaster. Kiddie Minute with Maple Class, stuff about the book quiz, which was on Wednesday, and lots more. Now it's time for latest news with Bob and Elfstar.
Da da da! Podcaster latest news!
It was the school fair on Saturday the 1st of December.
Lots of year sixes dressed up as elf and helped the Christmas fairy, who was Amy from King School, give out presents. Also, we would like to thank everyone who supported the book fair. We have got over £500 worth of books on commission to our library. Thank you to Claire and Jenny for helping set up and run the fair.
Thank you to everybody that helped.
Bye for now.
Now it's time for what's your best Christmas present so far and what's your worst Christmas present so far. So, what about Sophie? What's your worst Christmas present you've got so far?
My Angelina Ballerina toy.
And what's your best?
Probably my Chemical Romance CD.
Cool. Let's go over to Rachel now. So what's your worst Christmas present you got so far, Rachel?
Probably my, I can't think of his name now, my Cinderella CD and book.
And what's your best Christmas present you've got so far?
Probably my laptop. It's awesome. It's wicked. I love it.
What colour is it?
It's white. It's awesome.
That's wicked. Okay, let's find some other people. Molly! What's your worst Christmas present you've got so far?
I haven't gotten any Christmas presents.
Yeah, not that year. In last year or whatever.
Last year, I think it was a pair of books. It was a set of books that were for teenagers.
Okay, and what about your best Christmas present you've got?
Just say...
I'll tell you one of my presents, but I don't really get it.
What is it?
I got some stuff.
Okay, Cameron, what's your worst Christmas present you've ever got?
A spanner.
And your best Christmas present you've ever got is...
PSP.
Lauren, what's your worst Christmas present you've ever got?
A cabbage patch, Joe.
What's your best Christmas present you've ever got?
Everything, really.
Okay, what about you, Rebecca? What's your worst thing you've ever got for Christmas?
A little jumper.
What about your best thing you've ever got for Christmas?
Hairstraighteners.
Cool. Jacob, what's your worst thing you've ever got for Christmas?
A jumper.
What's your best thing you've ever got for Christmas?
A Robo Reptile.
It's time for Mystery Guess. Mystery Guess, what's your favourite colour?
Blue.
What year are you in?
Year two.
How old are you?
Six.
What's your favourite thing to do?
Play games.
Thank you, Mystery Guest. We'll tell you at the end of our show who's the Mystery Guest. Bye!
Now's a special Christmas treat. Here's the school choir with a Christmas carol.
Four.
Well done. That's 1 point to Ben and John.
on.
Okay. Does anybody know their names?
Go on.
Okay, Jodie and Holly, what do you think? Names of the tweenies.
Fizz, Bella, Milo and Jay.
Correct! So it's 1-0. Okay, question number 3. How many people are in this room?
Three.
Okay, that's Ben and John. John, do you know? Okay, over to Ben, sorry.
7.
Oh, so close. Over to your team.
8.
That's correct.
Never mind.
Oh, what's 2 plus 2?
Bing.
What's your answer?
3.
Oh, okay, and the last one. What country are we in right now?
England.
Well done.
We have a winner.
That's the end of our quiz right now, and the winner is Jodie and Holly with 3 points, but Ben and John were just behind with 2. So well done to both of you. Let's give them a clap. Thank you for taking part in our quiz.
Bye.
See you next week. On the 28th of November, Castor School had a book quiz. One of our podcaster members took part. It was Elsa. Joining her was Cameron, Daniel and Rachel. Woo. Now we are going to ask you some questions. Question 1. Could you tell us what the book quiz is?
Well, it's this quiz with lots of rounds. There's rounds like general knowledge rounds, general book knowledge, beginning with rounds, and questions on a book that we've read.
We had to read a book called The Giants and the Joneses.
It was a right book.
It wasn't that good.
It wasn't that action.
Question 2. What was your favourite round?
Beginning with.
You pick a letter.
Team captain, me, pulled out the letter K, which was absolutely brilliant.
And you had to answer questions, and the answers all begin with that letter.
And we got them all right.
Yeah, we got 14 points in that round.
Well done.
And everyone got like 7.
Woo!
Somebody got 8 and we got
1. Go, Caster!
Question 3. How many points did you get? Altogether. Did you win?
No. By 2 points.
Two points!
It was only 2 points. Well done.
Well done.
You're the best team, guys.
Question 5. What other schools played?
Barnock.
Leybourn.
Hylies.
Yeah. Thank you, book quiz people. We're really sorry that you didn't win. Now it's time for just 30 seconds. Our contestants are Bob, Elstar, and Helen Van.
Sorry, my
friend. Our subject. Our subject today is time. Starting is Bob. Your time starts now.
Challenge.
Elsa. She hesitated. She was just sitting there like, bad challenge. Back to Bob. You have 29 seconds left on the clock. Your time starts now. Well, challenge. Hanban.
She hesitated.
Bad challenge. You have 27 seconds left on the clock. Your time starts now.
Time you can get for a 1 to 12 hour clock and a digital clock and with
challenge. Bob. She hesitated. Fair challenge. You have 22 seconds left on the clock. Your time starts now. You can have 1 o'clock, challenge. 2 o'clock. Hanban.
You already said that.
Yes.
Fair challenge. Back to Bob. You have 21 seconds left on the clock. Your time starts now. You can have 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock.
Challenge.
Elsa. She went off the subject. Unfair challenge. But back to you, Bob. You have 18 seconds left on the clock. Your time starts Now, you can have quarter to, quarter past, half past, and 5 to...
Elsa.
She hesitated.
Fair challenge.
You choked!
You have 11 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now.
Time is a series of numbers that you tell the time with. There is like...
Lots of challenge!
Hammer.
She has like...
Fair challenge.
Oh my god.
Hanban, you have 7 seconds left on the clock. Your time starts now.
You have a digital clock and you get different numbers in it. It's just not one to tell from you.
Elsa.
Already did it.
Fair challenge. You have 4 seconds left on the clock. Your time starts now.
Hundreds of years ago, people used to tell the time using...
Challenge!
Hanban.
She went completely off the subject and tell a story about the
whole... Unfair challenge. Back to Elsa. 1 second left on the clock. Your time starts now.
To tell the time. So they knew what midday...
Time's up! And our winner is... a draw between Bob and Elsa. We have a tiebreaker. So we're going to ask a question and the first person to answer wins. Are you ready? Here's your question. What is 1/4 of 16?
4!
Well done, Bob! Our winner is Bob! For one!
Come on, me!
Her very first time! Well done, Bob!
You're a
The mystery guest was...
Maddie!
Woohoo! Thank you, Maddie. We'll be back next week with another mystery guest. If you guessed that right, well done!
Thanks to everybody that took part in Podcaster this week. So tune in next week for more fun stuff. 1, 2, 3.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.